Proverbs for the day, May 24th. Proverbs 24, verses 13 and 14. Proverbs 24, verses 13 and 14. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. There's an interesting thing about how honey is typified here. We know that honey is used to describe the Word of God, the words of God in some places. And here there's a direct connection to that because he said, my son, eat thou honey because it is good. Okay, so honey's good for you. And yet, it's good for you in moderation. Because he says to eat a little, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. You can overdo it with honey. But here he takes honey, says, eat thou honey because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. I don't know if you've ever done it or not, but it's a pretty good blessing. Take a big old hunk of that honeycomb, stick it in your mouth, and chew the honey out of it, and chew on that thing, and it's sweet. It's a blessing. And there is a correlation here because this sentence goes on from verse 13 to verse 14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Honey is knowing what you know, and in particular, knowing that you have wisdom. And we're going to look at four things here, so we just need to move right along. And the whole idea is this. First of all, honey is the result of great effort. Physical honey is the result of great effort. Bees do a great deal of work. Now, we realize that some people are just plain old busy. They're not actually doing a great deal of work, but they are busy. So not just busy, but busy as a bee, applying oneself. Also, with the idea is that if you're going to have physical honey, it's the result of great effort. But look what he said. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. See how much is in your Bible? See how much is in the way you read your Bible? Found it. Well, that implies and instructs that you have to go looking for it. You found it. You know, how much effort do you make to know this book? How much effort have you made, ought you make, to know this book? I am really amazed. You know, to get an education, and a good education, the young people always complain about the stuff they're going to learn they're never going to use. Well, do you know that a lot of the stuff you might not use, that exact set of facts or skills, they all build together? And so you're not going to every single day use every little bit of the Bible that you read. But how foolish to think that you don't need it. And so honey is the result of great effort. And I'm just going to ask you devotionally, how much effort do you put into knowing your Bible? I don't know about you, but after having been saved for many years now, coming up, this year is going to be coming up on 39 years. I haven't been saved for 39 years of my life. I'm just going to tell you that I still haven't conquered this book, and I try to keep my nose in it, not just every day, but every day and night. And there is stuff you come across in this Bible that you might have read at 50 or even some passages. I mean, many of us have read certain passages 100 times easily. And yet what? And then you still got to go looking for it. You see, wisdom that is easily acquired is dangerous. Wisdom that is easily acquired is dangerous. It leads to pride. It leads to complacency. The prosperity of fools shall slay them. And so, honey is the result of great effort. Honey is rich, so it needs moderate dispensing. Honey is rich, so it needs moderate dispensing. Now, honey is knowing what you know. And so there is such in us that it doesn't take a whole lot of honey to get us filled up with knowing we know something. So we have to take it moderately. You got to limit the honey. You got to limit bragging on yourself to yourself. You got to limit the feeling of knowing you know something. You got to limit it. And so you limit honey so that you will seek more wisdom. So honey is rich. It needs moderate dispensing. For every 50 hours you study, it's okay every now and then to go, wow, God's given me something here. But you be careful, especially some of the young preachers or young Bible students, and young isn't your chronological age. Young is your experience age. But just be a little careful. Because honey is rich. It needs moderate dispensing. Every single day doesn't mean you got to tell somebody what you got out of the book or think you had to get something. Thirdly, honey is a resource of strength and encouragement. Now, I believe with all my heart when the Bible says in Proverbs 27 and verse 2, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger not thine own lips. And at some point in Proverbs 27, we'll get to that. But I believe with all my heart that when it says let another man praise thee, it means that we are to moderately encourage and praise others. So honey should come to us from others. We should think of the right way. Now, we're not talking about flattery. We're not talking about giving somebody a big head. But we are to dispense honey to others because it says, let another man praise thee and not thine own lips. There are different ways of praising. Some people say, well, that's right. That was great. Someone else might say, not wrong, mate. That is a form of praise depending on where you live. But the idea is this, is honey is a resource of strength and encouragement. It's important to know something from the book. Now, you're not going to get that for the most part at work. You're not going to get that out in the world. You're not going to get it from culture, society, or the news channels. You're not going to get it out there. You're not going to get it from the sports celebrities. You're not going to get it from the teachers and the philosophers and the evolutionists. You're going to get it from one another. And you're going to get it from the fact that when you eat this honey, when you feed upon the word, and then you get hold of a truth, it's sweet. It's sweet. And so, remember, honey's rich. It needs moderate dispensing. Let God encourage you, but don't necessarily get to the point where it's all about you or all about yourself. And then, fourthly, honey represents the reward of seeking. You know, I firmly believe from Scripture that it's going to carry great weight with the Lord that we studied His Word and sought it out. Someone told me recently that an older pastor in his 60s said, when asked, do you believe that studying your Bible and being so-called active for the Lord need to be combined? And he said, no. Independent Fundamental Baptist pastor. He said, no. He said, the two are not compatible. Now, I know where he had his training, and I know where he got that idea. But can you imagine standing before God and saying that studying the Word of God as the empowering stoking of the furnace within you is not the way to get ready to do your active work for Jesus Christ? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine with all the verses in the Bible that tell you to get to know His Word that God is going to lightly take that someone, number one, taught others that they needed to choose between active Christian work and studying their Bible? Can you believe that people have been taught that it's bad for you to study the Bible? Why, it kind of represents the Roman Catholic teaching on the layman having a copy of the Bible in his hand, doesn't it? Yeah. Honey, know your Bible. Seek your Bible. Honey is the result of great effort. Honey is rich and it needs moderate dispensing. Honey is a resource of strength and encouragement. There's times you got to just chew on that word and go, you know, the world is crazy. I don't think I know everything. I don't think I'm somebody special, but the world has gone crazy. And this book sure is sweet to my taste. And honey represents the reward of seeking. God will give you things now and then. Now listen, just because the truth is new to you doesn't mean it's new. And just because it's new to you, now listen, doesn't mean it's new to everybody else. And then, older Christian, just because it's new to somebody else doesn't mean you got to play it down just because you happen to have learned it before. Let's be moderate in this. Let's dispense some honey. Let's chew on some honey. Let's stay in the book. God bless you.